seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, it is interesting to know that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the testamentary trustee and he was the seventh divinely appointed successor, vice-regent, Imam of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the testamentary trustee and the only successor of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam. It is interesting, but we find in the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam that he went through great ordeals, difficulties, trials, tribulations, troublesome afflictions, and it was not limited to these. Matter of fact, Imam al-Kazim was held hostage in prisons. He was put through pain and torture, and it can be said that he was very much like the Messiah, Isa ibn Maryam, in his devotions, his piety, and his asceticism. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام مثل الدنيا مثل ماء البحر كلما شرب منه العطشان ازداد عطشا حتى يقتله.
Imam al-Kazim عليه السلام stated, "The parable of this world is that of a sea water. However much the thirsty man drinks from it, his thirst intensifies until it kills him."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, when we talk about the beautiful dialogues and these extraordinary conversations of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, the seventh divinely appointed Imam, with his companions and his family members, his relatives, and the people in general, we find that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, he really spoke about such a wide variety of things that this kind of knowledge and wisdom cannot be fathomed to be from a source of a human being. Rather, there must be a divine source to these words of wisdom and knowledge. In one of these conversations, we find that One of the companions of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam asked about poverty and how begging is one thing that is unacceptable in Islam. Putting our hand out towards a human being, again, is unacceptable in Islam. First and foremost, we should ask the Almighty Allah to help us and to fill our empty hands. But after supplication and dua and litanies and prayers and asking the Almighty for help and begging the Almighty for help, then we must go into the field and the plains of action. We must try to find a way to work, earn our livelihood, and fill our empty hands. And so begging is not an option in Islam. Yet here, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam says a very interesting thing in this conversation. He says that begging is incorrect, except in three situations. One, the blood money that one cannot pay. Number two, an incredibly heavy loss. And three, abject poverty. Now, the first one, of course, is blood money that one cannot pay. When somehow accidentally or on purpose, one individual kills another individual, of course, the killer has two options. One is to pay the blood money, and the other one is, of course, a life for a life. In this situation, if the blood money is so high that when one cannot pay, then one is allowed to beg the other party to forgive them. The other time that one can beg is when you incur an incredibly heavy loss and you can go and beg, plead the individual to forgive you your heavy loss. And the third one, of course, is abject poverty, a kind of poverty that really you are starving to death. And of course, we have gone through all the previous steps of asking the Almighty Allah and working to try to achieve our sustenance and gain our sustenance. And still, we are hitting a dead end where now we are stuck in abject poverty. Then and only then is begging allowed. But that does not mean that begging is recommended. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
The aspect of, or I should say, one of the aspects that made the imamah of Imam al-Kazim, salamullah alayhi, very critical is the conditions that ended up being the conditions of the ummah and the conditions of the movements of the Ahlul Bayt during that period. One of the tools that Imam al-Kazim, salamullah alayhi, used, one of the tools that Imam al-Kazim used. Imam al-Kazim knew that the move to overthrow the regime at this point is not going to happen during his lifetime. That was clear. There's various signs that this was the case. Imam al-Sadiq, salamullah alayhi's time was different. He knew, and it was evident, that the Umayyads are going to fall because of their work. The difficulty was to keep it on track, and because of certain conditions that he tried and he did what his responsibility was, but some of his followers didn't, and therefore it did get deviated and it went a different direction. But Imam al-Kazim knew that, for partially what we mentioned, that there won't be a strong enough popular movement against the Abbasids in support of the Ahlul Bayt to overthrow the regime. He knew that.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. Yeah.